Jeffrey struggled with being masculine his entire life. He has no drive, no ambition. He's more like a coward and he can't seem to sit down and work. For all the porn that Jeffrey watches, he still has a low sex drive. His body accumulates fat where a woman's would, like his hips and breasts. But worst of all, Jeffrey does nothing to improve.
Adonis.
Adonis is a masculine man full of testosterone. His muscle mass is high, but his body fat is low. His libido is high, he wakes up with morning steel. This is a way that a man should feel. The testosterone is inside of his blood, and because of that, he's able to focus and be motivated for hard work. This is the first time in human history, from the caveman days to the Roman emperors to now, where young men have lower testosterone than older men. Testosterone is meant to go down as you age, so it's always been normal that young men have higher testosterone than older men, but this is the first time in the history of our species where our generation of young men have got lower testosterone than our fathers. And we just need to be completely honest here, the majority of guys in our generation deserve to have low testosterone. I know that sounds brutal, but it's true. Look, the majority of guys in our age, they do everything wrong. They stay up late. They drink alcohol. Sometimes they drink without even going outside. Like if they go into a party every now and then, okay, I understand. A lot of guys just buy beer and then just drink it when they watch TV at home. They're watching porn and ejaculating like 3 times a day, just spilling some like masculine seed. They're doing nothing challenging, adventurous, or competitive. Most guys that you know don't even exercise. They don't even exercise. Those guys deserve to have low testosterone. And that's not even me being horrible. Look, everything is cause and effect. When you do an action, you'll have an effect because of that. They're doing those actions so they deserve to have the effect. But we need to speak about the guys who are locked in, who are switched on. Because there are quite a lot of guys just like us who are doing the good actions. We're going to sleep on time. We're staying away from drugs. We're on NoFap. We're lifting heavy weights. We're thinking about our diet. We're doing all these things. And yet we still have low testosterone. So chances are that you still have low testosterone, even though you're doing the things that you should be. What should you do about it? Right now, you're in one of those seasons of life where you're pretty obsessed with, you know, the concept of self-improvement and testosterone. And when I was like this, I started researching testosterone for the first time when I was like 17, 18, 19. And I would watch these videos that would talk about like, yeah, guys with high testosterone are like this. They make gains in the gym so easily. But guys with low testosterone are like this. They make gains in the gym really slowly. And then they develop like gynecomastia, like man boobs, and they have like wider hips, like skinny fat kind of body, and they're not very competitive, and they're like pushovers, and they're low status. I remember watching these videos, and I literally felt insecure, because when they would describe a guy who had low testosterone, it used to be me. But then I'd watch the rest of these videos, and it was so anticlimactic because every single one of these videos, like these tutorials on how to increase your testosterone, they would just say the exact same things like, oh yeah, try and sleep like 8 hours a night, lift heavy weights, like, you know, the alpha male slop content. Number seven, lift heavy weight. Like fucking bro, I was already doing this. I was already going to the gym. I was already going to bed at like 9 p.m. I was already trying to eat clean, staying away from drugs, but still, I related to this guy who had lower testosterone. I was hoping that they'd give me something more, like something new that I haven't tried so that I could have some hope to try, you know, some new tactic. And then in all these videos, they just randomly start trying to sell me shit. Like, oh, you can buy my ashwagandha elite supplement bullshit. You can buy them, link in the description. And I'm looking at this fucking asshole trying to sell me shit. And I'm poor. I can't even afford it anyway. This is such a sensitive topic. And if I don't think you know my story fully. I had gynecomastia. That's like a condition where you're a guy, but basically you just get like fucking man boobs, basically. Where a lot of guys, when they get really fat, they get man boobs. But now what's happening is a lot of guys who aren't very, very fat are getting bitch titties as well. Like you're getting like puffy nipples and stuff. Like I honestly, if you look at the view count of this video, 20 to 30, 40% of the guys are literally like, what the fuck, Hamza knows. because they've got it right now. This is such a sensitive topic. I'm trying to like save my life. I'm watching these fucking videos on YouTube, like every fucking testosterone video on YouTube, and it's always just fucking basic. And then they try and sell you some shit. It was literally pissing me off so much because I was dying to hear the root cause. Why are so many young men's testosterone so fucked up, especially for the guys who are on self-improvement, who are doing the right things? Why is right now the worst time in history for testosterone? Is it really like a personal responsibility? Is it that we've been fucking up? Or is it something greater? Because when I was a teenager in high school, I was like way more feminine than I should have been. And I don't know if this is completely correct, but I would have guessed that my testosterone was lower than it needed to be. And my estrogen, which is kind of like the female hormone, was higher. And I think a lot of guys these days can relate to that. You feel way more feminine and soft, like more like a little girl than you should be. At age 15, 16, 17, you should be going through puberty and developing like a young man. Like, you know, those clips that you see from like the old cameras from 1950s or something, like from our grandfather's generation where everyone is slim when they walk through the street. And young men used to look like men when they was like 16 years old. Nowadays, like 16-year-old boys look like they're still like 9 years old. Like when I was like 15, 16, I literally looked like I was nine. Like a little Malteser, you know, those chocolate balls that you can get from the store. I remember feeling so self-conscious around this point because I'm going through puberty, right? I was like 15, 16, 17 years old. I was going through puberty and I couldn't even wear like normal shirts because I would notice that my fucking nipples, like my puffy nipples were like poking out through them. Imagine like the choice of the t-shirt you're wearing based on your insecurity. There was one day I was wearing an orange shirt, a bad choice. And I was in school and one of my fucking friends says, like, oh, you can see Hamza's nipples poke through his shirt. And my cheeks would have been like, it's fucking embarrassing. Something is so wrong in modern society and there's so many different little reasons and the things that you probably haven't heard about. Like there's plastics, microplastics inside of us, plastic, like actual plastics, you know, like from debit cards, and it's inside of our food and it's inside of our water. And when we drink it, it stays inside of our body and it basically leaches, fucks up your hormones, your testosterone goes down, estrogen goes up, it acts like estrogen inside of your body. We have plastics inside of our brains, inside of our testicles. There's like chemicals all in the farmland around us, in the food that we eat. If you're eating like farm food, which is already the healthiest food you can eat, even that's fucked up. Never mind if you're eating garbage from like the supermarket, which most people are. There's like fragrances. Bro, there's so many things that even if you're a guy on self-improvement and you're doing the right things, you know, you're going to the gym, you're going to sleep on time. There's so many things that are now in our environment that it's like, it's just so unfair. I remember when I was younger and I started to have sex. I was so insecure. The first like, oh man, years of having sex, I swear to God, I would bring a girl back to my place and I wouldn't even want to take my shirt off, even though I had been going to the gym for years. So now should be, you know, like my time to shine. I've been training for this, you know, I've got a decent body, but no. Because I was insecure because, like, you know, my body fat percentage was just stubbornly high. I had like more like a booby looking chest rather than like a pec looking chest. And then there was even times, I swear, there was times when I'd bring a girl back to my place and my dick wouldn't get hard. It was just soft. Some of that, I'm going to be honest, was like performance anxiety, psychological, you know, you're just kind of like tense and overwhelmed. Okay, fine. When you're a young man, you're having sex for the first time, that can happen. But I am quite sure some of that would have been because of low testosterone as well. Imagine doing all the hard work. Like imagine you go to a party every now and then, right? You go to a party, you see a girl, she starts dancing with you. Imagine you do the hard work in attracting her and then bringing her back to your place. You've done the hard thing. It's time for you to have fun. And then your dick doesn't get hard.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine.
This is the reality that a lot of guys are starting to face now. And we're not really supposed to talk about this because it's a very sensitive, personal, kind of embarrassing topic. We're supposed to just stay silent and just kill ourselves instead, right? Like there'll be some fucking Jeffries, some crabs, like, you know, the crabs in the bottom of the bucket who'll be watching this, laughing, thinking, his dick couldn't get hard. There's people who will judge you for this. if you went to most people to speak about what we're speaking about, they just kind of like look at you a little bit weird and they wouldn't really know like how to respond to this conversation. The same people, you know what's interesting? The same people, when it's like Men's Mental Health Month, they'll post something on social media pretending that they care. But when we actually talk about the deep topics that are causing men's mental health problems, that's when everyone wants to get silent and think, oh yeah, you know, that's so cringe that those guys are talking about that. But we need to talk about this. Because I bet me just recording this video so far, there's a bunch of guys watching this thinking like, oh shit, like I'm not alone. It happened to Hamza as well. And he says he fixed it. So let's see how he fixed it. And so in 2021, I got my first ever testosterone test. And I knew that it was a form of data collection. So I got another one about a month after that. Both times, it was in the 400s. It was like 440 nanograms the first time and like 460 or something nanograms per deciliter the second time. What do you think I got told after that? Wow, you know, your testosterone's so low, let's help you. Do you think someone said something like that to me? No. They said, you're in the normal range. It's fine. If it's not fine with you, then just kill yourself. 400 nanograms per deciliter. That's what our great grandfathers have. And that is still deemed as normal for us. There's such a blatant problem with the way that the sort of healthy range of testosterone is analyzed, where the healthy range is between 250 nanograms per deciliter to 950, which first of all is a fucking massive range. But second of all, this range is based off all kinds of men. So when they test like an 80-year-old guy and his is like 270, and it makes sense because testosterone kind of gets produced less every year because you don't really need it as much when you're older, okay, fine. But if you're a young guy and you get a score close to what this fucking old guy who's been drinking alcohol for 80 years straight, if you get a score similar to him, the doctor will be like, oh, but it's inside of the natural range. And then you're told, go ahead, go outside. But shouldn't it take into account what age you are? Because the healthy number for men in their teens and 20s should be honestly probably closer to about 800, 900 to about 1,000. I understand that the fat doctor's not going to get me, right? He has to read from the old literature, which was made in the feminist era and stuff. Okay, fine. But I came to the internet in 2021 and I made a video titled, I Want More Testosterone. And you know what was the most interesting thing? Other young men attacked me for it and said 440 nanograms per deciliter was inside of the healthy range, so it's fine. A massive YouTuber who talks about testosterone, More Plates, More Dates, he reacted to the video and he basically said like, oh yeah, no, you're inside of the healthy range, it's fine. Huh? I was like shocked. I thought we had this kind of like boys club on the internet where yeah, we all wanted more testosterone and we all knew the truth. But it turns out like not everyone shares the same viewpoints that we do. And the reason why people will think you're weird or wrong for wanting more testosterone is because most people just listen to their doctors. But your doctor's fat. Like every doctor I've ever seen in my life is fat. Why am I gonna listen to like a fat guy for health advice? Bro, don't get me fucking started. When a guy wants more testosterone, doctors are like, oh, can't see you. No, you're in the healthy range. But if a girl wants more testosterone, if a girl wants to become a guy, they're like, oh yeah, oh, right, yeah, here you go, ma'am. Sir, here you go, them, here you go. How are we taking testosterone advice and guidance from fat pieces of shit doctors? You watch one video on testosterone these days and you genuinely know more about testosterone than all the fucking GPs, all the doctors in the fucking world. So when I got those testosterone tests, I tried my best to not let the number affect me because the power of belief is very important, right? So imagine if you just go ahead and go get a testosterone test when you can, and imagine if the number comes back pretty low. If that happens, it's very important for you to not sort of dig yourself into a hole and to start feeling really down and to start associating with it. Oh, I've got low testosterone. That means I'm not going to put on muscle mass. It's very important that you don't do that, right? So even when I got this test, I was very intelligent. I thought to myself, fuck you. I still have high testosterone. I started to think about it. I started to visualize the next test being higher. I started to do, honestly, this sounds a bit cringe. I started to stand in front of the mirror and literally look at myself and say, I have high testosterone. I know that sounds a bit gay, and it probably is, but it kind of worked. Because in 2022, a few months after the original testosterone test that I got, it almost doubled. It went from around 440 to about 730. But the more important number is actually your free testosterone. That's basically how much testosterone your body actually has to use to, you know, give you the good symptoms. And I don't remember the exact number, but I remember the range that they put, the healthy range. My free testosterone was actually higher than the healthy, like normal range that they put. And that's like a pretty good place to be. What did I change in this period? Did I just, you know, like say the affirmations? Did that just boost my test? Not quite. There's two sides with, you know, this vague spiritual kind of thing of like affirmation, stand in front of the mirror, talk and say, I've got high testosterone and visualize. There's the people who are like, 100%, that's all you've got to do and it'll happen. Then there's more of the sort of realists who are like, no, well, clearly that's not going to do anything. You have to kind of take the action. I actually was in the most intelligent part, which was right in the middle. I realized I needed to change my identity. I started to do visualizations that would symbolize me having high testosterone. And I'll let you come up with some of those yourself. But imagine you close your eyes and you almost create like a mental movie of a moment that symbolizes you've got high testosterone. Whatever that means to you, where you feel like a winner, where you feel strong. Maybe you're with a girl, maybe you're next to your boys, like whatever it is, right? You start watching this mental movie. And I'm not too sure if that would directly increase your testosterone or not. Like if we just did this, our blood level would start producing more tests. I don't think so. I agree with the sort of guys who are like, nah, this is just weird and gay. But here's what I thought was interesting. Through the day, I started to actually do more of the testosterone activities. I started to do this, and then I wanted to sit out into the sun for as long as possible because I had heard once that sitting in the sun gets you higher testosterone. I would do this and then I would go and train in a way that is supposed to increase testosterone, where you lift like heavy weights, but you keep your workouts fairly short. Like you don't do too long workouts because then your cortisol stress hormone goes up. So you leave the gym within like 45 minutes. I think the word is really gaslighting. Through the day, whenever I would see the opportunity to sort of display that I had high testosterone, I would kind of like gaslight myself into believing that I did. So if I see a girl, I'd say to myself, you've already got high testosterone, so this is normal for you. And I'm walking over with my man boobs and like, oh yeah, hello. Like, I started to get used to this. This was also when I learned something new about sleep. So I started to track my sleep because again, you know, I'm this guy who really cares about testosterone. And I realized that, you know, when you've always heard from the doctors that everyone needs to get like 8 hours of sleep, I realized that that was actually kind of bullshit. The truth is kind of like worse for most people. If you go to bed at 10 p.m. and you wake up at 6 a.m., how many hours of sleep is that? Everyone would say 10 to 6 is 8 hours. If you go to bed at 10 and you wake up at 6, you probably would have gotten about 6.5 hours of sleep. Because you're not asleep for 100% of the time. Think about it, if you go to bed at 10, actually at like 10:13, that's when you're actually getting into bed, even though you say it's 10. It's like, it just took you a little while, you replied to a few messages, then you brush your teeth, whatever. So you've just missed like a quarter of an hour. Then it takes you another 5-10 minutes to fall asleep. When you are asleep, you don't sleep for 100% of the time that you're in bed. You actually wake up and toss and turn a little bit, some people more than others. And this is called your sleep efficiency. Basically, how much of your time in bed are you actually asleep? And a good sleep efficiency is about 80 to 85%. Do you know what that means? If you go to bed for 10 hours, and you have a sleep efficiency of 80%, how many hours of actual sleep would you get? 8. So for you to get 8 hours of sleep with 80% sleep efficiency, you need to be in bed for 10 hours. This was like shocking to me, even though now it probably makes some like, you know, it's like common sense, it makes sense, right? But no one actually had ever spoke about this before. Everyone just parroted the same advice. Oh yeah, get 8 hours. And by the way, if there's any teenagers watching this, you're actually supposed to get about 10 hours of sleep a night, maybe even a little bit more because you're growing. If you're like 15 years old, if you want to grow as tall as you can be, you want to be sleeping as much as possible. Most of us are in bed for maybe about 7 hours a night, which means that we're getting of actual sleep probably about 5.5 hours, maybe 6 hours. So one of the simplest things you can do is to extend your sleeping window. So you want more about 9 hours in bed, which is, you know, fairly reasonable. but you might want to go up to about 10 hours in bed. Using the placebo effect is another way that you can increase your testosterone, which is what I did in between those tests. There was this study that was so interesting. They got a group of participants and they gave them a low-calorie, really healthy shake, like a milkshake with protein inside. And they noticed that when they drank this shake, they had a small glucose spike, which is to be expected from the low-calorie shake. And then they were able to, like, you know, build muscle and stuff. Basically, they drank the shake and felt the effect of it. Then they got to have a really unhealthy shake, a shake that had like three times as many calories, way more sugar. They drank the shake and their glucose spiked up crazy to reflect how much sugar was inside of the shake. But it was the same shake both times. Their literal hormones, their digestive system, and the amount of like calories that their body just produced and how much fat they gained or muscle they gained had changed, not because of the actual nutrients. The real world of nutrients was the same. The participants just believed they were different. The power of belief is scarily, scarily powerful. So how about we use this for our advantage? Why don't you start to do that habit that I did? I know it sounds so cringe, so you don't have to tell anyone or show anyone, but why don't you start to just force yourself to believe, I've got high testosterone, I'm a strong man. The first 50, 100 times you do this, like, you know, in your brain, you say these words will seem a bit cringe and forced, but I promise after a while, it just feels kind of like normal. Your brain just kind of like accepts it without cringing. Like, imagine if you kept on saying this every morning. You could imagine after like a few days, a few weeks, you know, you'd be so bored of doing this that your brain wouldn't even cringe anymore because it's just, you've been doing this so often, right? And then your brain is basically accepting the message. I've got high testosterone. I am a strong man. I am competitive. I don't want you to go and spend like half an hour a day thinking about this stuff forever, writing a big fucking document for you to read out loud or whatever. I'm talking that this should quite literally be like a 1 minute thing, right? You look into the mirror whilst you're brushing your teeth and just say the words in your mind or even a little bit out loud. I'm strong. I'm a strong man. I've got high testosterone. Just say this for like 2 minutes every morning and watch what happens. You know what the sad part about this is? Your parents were meant to do this for you. The world was meant to do this for you. You're a young man, but when you were a boy, your parents, your community, your tribe, they should have spoke to you like this. Like when you first ever stood up, they should have said like, wow, you're such a strong young boy. When you first ever started to play with toys and, you know, you played with the little sword and you were being a little bit aggressive, you know, you were like going around, like pretending that you were like saving people or you were like killing the bad guy or something. Your parents should have looked at that and thought like, whoa, like you're so brave, you're so strong. But chances are your feminist era parents looked at you and said, hey, sit down, don't do that, cross your legs. Why can't you just be more like your sister? Then you get to school and you're being boisterous. You're with the boys, you're hanging out with them, you're laughing, you've made everyone laugh. The teacher should have said like, oh, you're like, you're so good at making people laugh. That's like a good trait that you have. But instead they say, hey, be quiet. Stop disturbing the class. If your caregivers, if your tribe had been speaking to you with like these affirmations all the way from the start of your life, I think you already would have been such a strong man. But our parents, they didn't know this. They got told that they need to raise their boys like girls. And then because of all the pressure, they crumbled. We can't go back in time now, so there's no point in us being upset at our parents, but we can change from now for the future. And I hope that you remember this message years from now when you're about to be a father yourself and you start to think about how you'll speak to your boys and your girls. Imagine speaking to your little boy and saying, wow, you're such a strong little man. Go on, go defend your sister. You know, his sister's like screaming because there's like a bug or something or something on her. And he picks up this identity of like, yeah, like I'm a strong man. I'm competitive. I help people. I'm courageous. What a beautiful experience that would be to be a father and to raise your children right. You know, when I started this video and I told you that we are the generation that's been most fucked up. Our testosterone levels are the lowest out of every generation of men before us. But there is a silver lining. We are also the most knowledgeable and intelligent generation of all time. Not even close. No one in our bloodline knew as much as we do about these kinds of things. They didn't have the internet to spread these ideas. And so I hope you take the advice from this video seriously and you start to improve your testosterone and live more like a man should, like a masculine life. And understand that you were not meant to be like this feminine, weird, submissive man, girl. And eventually, when it's time for you to become a father, I hope you do the right thing and raise your boy right. Raise him as a young man. Raise him as the way that you wish you were raised, with such a great starting point in life. We didn't get that gift, but we can make sure that we gift it to our sons. Just follow the weird advice I gave you in this video for the next couple of months. Try it for like 30 days and see what happens. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.